Get up and dance. Dance. Get up and dance. Connect the dots. That's what I say. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison, as an inventor. Hey, I'm an inventor of solutions. I am the inventor of ideas. Do you know? I invented the idea itself. Anyhow, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio, Internet Radio, where we can talk about anything we want. Hey, and this is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. And that's it. This is Radio Free America, where we can say anything we want, and there are no censors. True freedom. And there's very few places you can do that nowadays. I mean, I'm on Twitter, and they're always harassing people and trying to. The machines are programmed to harass you. If you say something that's in a category that they don't want talked about, they put up their red flags and their stupid comments. You know, the machines are programmed to this. They'll say, don't bother to tweet because it'll be discarded before you're done. Isn't that welcoming of free speech, I tell you. They don't even know what the hell you're going to say. They just put that sign up. Because it's been determined you're commenting on things in a way they would not like you or the government or the world controllers will not like you to do. Further, in anticipation of your last tweet, they feel you're going to go on and do it again. And the machines are programmed to do this, you know. And then if you're really bad and say that they'll just suspend your service. You know, you say something really, really bad, like you know, President Biden is a pedophile or his son is a crack addict, you know, that just might suspend your Twitter account for that. And of course, just like any of those other crumb bun places, when they don't want to tell you why they suspended you, they'll just say you violated their rules. But you can appeal if you'd like. And then it won't get any further than that. They'll tell you where to send your appeal in. And then they'll, you know, give a reaffirmed affirming of, well, they're right and you're wrong. And, you know, this is the nonsense that goes on. But we have to make the best of it. Hey, and Radio Free America, Connect the Dots Radio Show, is a place where you can actually say what you want and nobody can stop you. Of course, if you had, you know, I don't have any secret information myself, but if I was to try to divulge some secret information, which I wouldn't, if it was that secret, I've listened to the big radio shows, and the ones like whatever they're called, some of the most popular ones for years. I did that before I got my own show, and occasionally they'd have guests on that had access to secret military info, and they would mention that they were warned before the show not to mention this, not to mention that, and on occasions the lines would be disconnected on purpose. Well, it's not going to happen here. Anyhow, there's so much going on right now, and the dark side, the New World Order, the New World Odor, they are all hell-bent on just killing as much of goodness that's on Earth. You know, they're still running the chemtrail planes. They're going after the animals, I'm sure you've noticed. They want to kill helpless animals, you know, just kill, like, they're looking to kill 200,000 cows in Ireland because the cows fart too much and it's causing global climate. And they're doing the same thing in France. They want to destroy all the farmers. So there's food shortages, you know, on purpose, of course. And kill some of the livestock over there, too. Of course, this started decades ago. Started with the mad cow disease over in England. And they slaughtered animals. And then the Chinese got on board with this. And they slaughtered the chickens because the chickens had a disease. And they'll slaughter anything. They need to make this shit up. And a reason to kill helpless animals. And then, of course, if you had been paying attention back in 2010 and 2011, there was the mass animal killings. I guess they're testing out weapons, you know. 100,000 fish found dead in the stream. Half a million birds found dropping out of the sky dead. And more dead fish here, more dead fish there. Other animals killed in the tens or hundreds of thousands, found all around. This is a very common thing back in 2011. Anyhow, it is. These people are crazy. The latest thing is they're killing bees. They're going into people's private bee. You know, businesses, and they're not asking permission. They're just going in there and saying your bees are contaminated with blah blah blah, and so they pour gasoline in the beehives. Unbelievable. I mean, no ethics, no consideration, and bees are important creatures because that'll affect other things, other plants. Won't be able to repollinate, and it goes on and on and on. And of course, they'll think of some more reasons to kill some more animals. I mean, what's really sickening is that no government in the world is standing up to any of this nonsense. And they're pretending that, you know, with the mass animal killings back in 2010 and the ones in the U.S., the so-called fake scientists, or real scientists, so-called, were set back. Oh, we don't understand what's happening here. I mean, it was quite obvious it was being done on purpose. But, you know, this is how the game is being played, this evil game of kill, kill, kill. And, of course, they kill, look at all the humans they kill with the vaccine. Yeah, and I can say it here on this radio station, that's right. The vaccine was a deadly weapon designed to kill people, and there's going to be more people dying from it. Not to mention all the people that have kind of been maimed, ruined for life. And, yeah, no apologies. The government, and of course the government just sat back, and they jumped on the bandwagon and started using their authority to try to force people to get vaccinated, to get killed. And this is where we're at today. And the governments are the ones promoting the destruction of the farms, and the governments are the ones proposing the mass killings of the cows and cattle because they fart too much, so they say. And that causes the whole greenhouse effect by itself. And... They they're still dragging their feet with the marijuana legalization stuff, and it's still too overregulated. Plus, here's a warning out there to you people who, in a few places that they have legalized it, you're not getting real marijuana. You're getting GMO'd marijuana. And the places that have started up selling it, you know, it seems okay in the beginning, and then the quality degrades, just like fast food industry crap, you know? And you know, pot never killed a person or really harmed a person, but if you're buying it from the government through the authorized government stores, you could be harming yourself, truly, because you can't trust anything the government's involved in. And they don't like people who smoke pot. Governments don't like that because pot helps people think. Yeah, smoking marijuana makes people think, and they start talking about intelligent things, like how corrupt their government is. So basically, that's why the government doesn't like it. That's why the government doesn't like psychedelics either, because it opens people's minds, makes them aware of what a sham the whole system is, you know? And they outrageous, draconian laws against psychedelics, you know? I think it's they still got that crazy one in New York State where you get caught with one tab of acid, and you're in jail for 10 years. 10 years. Just because you wanted to enlighten yourself. And the prosecutors with this are merciless. Again, more heartless, dirtbag, son of a bitch and prosecutors. Evil government at its worst. Of course, I guess no one will ever beat the poor guy back in the last century in the 60s who got caught with one joint in Texas and got a 32-year sentence. Can you believe it? How evil can a government get? You know, well, hey, you know, the other countries in the world, they're worse than that, you know? Some of those countries, they still stone people to death. Some, you don't even have to commit a crime. Somebody accuses you of doing something in some of those Islamic countries, and just because you were accused, the crowd has rallied up, stone them, kill them, you know, and it happens. It still goes on today. So in light of all of this, every government is like owned by the New World Order, controlled by demons and evil extraterrestrials, yeah. Those are the real controllers, you know. We like to think it's the bankers and the CEOs and other, military, secret military groups. But it's really the negative evil ETs and the invisible evil demons. They are running our world still. Supposedly, they're being cleared out by the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation or the Guardian Alliance. I mean, take your pick. One group says the other group is no good, and then we got people out there like, you know, it seems like they're helping us. Of course, there's no way to verify any of this crap they talk about. You know, they're removed all the people from the etheric zone. Like, we can really tell. There's no way for us to check on that. They rounded up all the people hiding out down in the earth. You know, how can we tell? You know, they've limited the anomalies, the electric fences around the earth. How can we tell? You know, they're making all these claims of all these things they've done for us. And we don't know who's telling the truth. It's like a game show on TV to tell the truth. Contestant number one says they have defeated the reptilians. Question number two says he's repeated. And group number three, the Galactic Federation, whom some are calling, some of these New Age prophet revealers are calling, they're bad guys. They work with the bad mind baroons, the 12 planet dudes, the Anunnaki, the ones who messed with our DNA hundreds of thousands of years ago. And then I try to follow all these groups, and I find out none of them agree on the dates that things have been happening. None of them. They all have different dates of when happened, when this happened, when that happened. And so who do we believe, you know? And one group calling that group, no, they're the crooks. No, we're the crooks. No, you're the crooks. And you're the deceivers. And this is what we're up against now. Of course, there is a little bit of truth to be found in all this, the upcoming event, the event. I've participated in some of the global meditations that supposedly has helped to bring this about, and Victory of the Light has been called, but, you know, it's been put off to an indefinite time. The latest round figure is 2025, which is also supposedly the last time a whole planetary ascension can happen with the current orbits of the planets and the galaxies and the suns, etc. You know, so if it doesn't happen by, as we've heard years ago, and this has been going on and been dragging out for years, that it was determined that July 7th, 2025 was the last date that this planetary ascension could be pulled off. Well, we'll see when we get to that date if it hasn't happened yet. And they might drag it out to the last day. But the event will be a whoosh of energy, supposedly called for by the global meditation people, those of us who participated. And the message was heard, as we've been told, and the light was the pillar of light coming from the cosmic central sun in the center of our universe. But I guess that's only our universe. Most of you don't realize there's other universes. It's not just one big universe. There's many universes. And so out of our central sun in our universe, the light is coming, and it will arrive. It's out there just waiting to happen. You know, it's been directed in our direction. And it won't finally be pulsated into our planet until the command has been given. Who gives the command? Well, I guess you could say God, I guess, gives the command. But there's probably debate on that, too. The, you know, it's kind of like what, if you ever read the teachings of Jesus, Jesus mentions about the end of time. He says, no one knows but the Heavenly Father himself. And, well, that is God. So, it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, well, I guess they're all liars. But we want it to happen because it's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth. Got that? A quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth. Now, this was talked about in books from the last century. I think the first one to mention that term might have been The Keys of Enoch, a very famous book authored by a physics professor who, during the course of private prayer, was visited by one of the famous beings in the Bible known as Enoch. Appeared in light form and asked him, are you ready? And well, who wouldn't say, yeah, and he was taken off the world, our world, into encapsulated in some kind of light ship. I guess they gave him a Merkaba for himself, or he was under the arms of Enoch or whatever. And they traveled to certain places, and he was shown certain things in the galaxy, and he was given a lot of technical information, him being an advanced physicist here on Earth already, to write a book and reveal this information. And the name of the book was The Keys of Enoch, The Book of Knowledge, printed in 1973. And I can tell you personally, this guy is genuine because I met him personally. I can't even remember what year it was now. Back in 2005, maybe something like that, when he was, he comes to New York now and then, when he was visiting, was a guest speaker. And I actually saw him, I met him another time when he was doing a TV show in New York. And we talked a little, and I can tell you, he is a genuine person. Of course, I have his book, and I believe that's the first place I came across that interpretation, the quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on Earth. And so that's what's going to happen. It's supercharged energy, bolt of pure white light is going to hit us. And I heard it's connected somewhere to a solar flash, so it might come through the sun first, I don't know, and then pop out. Supposedly, things go in and out of the sun all the time. How could that be? It's so hot. Well, I guess they have shielding just like on Star Trek. Or they do it through a different dimension. We don't know. I don't know how many dimensions the sun exists in. That's a good question. Anybody got the answer? Hey, it's a call-in radio show. Supposedly the Earth exists in nine dimensions. And supposedly we are really 12-dimensional beings, human beings. Of course, the damn no-good Anunnaki disconnected about 10 of them out of our 12. Our 12 chakras, they disconnect the 10 of them to make them non-functional. And that's what the scientists call junk DNA, you know? Because the scientists, they're all bought and paid for puppets of the New World Order. And they don't seek the truth. You know, if they don't understand it, they label it as junk. That's great scientists for you. Not to mention, scientists have always been guilty of jamming the square peg into the round hole and saying, look, it fits. They theorize something first and then try to get the science to back up their theory, and they do their, they take the poetic license, a poetic license, as it's called, to interpret how their pathetic experiments actually prove something to be true, or they're theorizing to be true. This goes on all the time. We still have many of these bad interpretations floating around, like we've got junk DNA. No, they're all functional DNA, but they've been turned down, as what I understand. It's been passed around on Twitter. Did you say there's a caller?
Hello? Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Whom am I speaking to?
My name is Eva. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Eva. Is that EVA?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
yep.
I'm a good guesser. What can I say? What's on your mind, Eva?
About the sun. You said that from lately, I've been hearing that the sun is actually called fusion, and that it isn't actually as hot as we've been led to believe.
Yeah, that's
something that you've heard?
What do you know about how many dimensions, you know, does the sun exist in? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know.
Most of us don't either. I don't think anybody's really ever made that statement, but I was just curious.
I think they make that statement based on the
Have you heard about the increase in sunspots, the increase in solar flares, anything like that?
Yes, I have. Absolutely. I have heard that, and it's definitely sending
higher vibrations of light into planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of the star seeds?
No. The star seeds?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I know nothing. I should probably listen more.
Are you on Twitter?
I am on occasion. My big account was censored and pulled off, you know, because I'm hovering over the target,
truth,
right?
Huh?
But yes, I am. I have a small one now. I think I have like 72 followers tops. I am on there.
Okay, well, you'll get back up there. There's a lot of star seeds on Twitter. You're looking for star seeds, and they'll show you a few of them, and you can go from there.
Okay, and star seeds are people,
they're the ones revealing a lot of information. Do you know about the 2012 portal.blogspot.com?
Yes. I don't know about the website, but I know, yes, I don't know about, there is a website?
No, it's on Twitter. That's where I access it from. Just go into Google bar. You can go there from there. You don't even have to go to Twitter. Just put it in the Google bar, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And they have a tremendous amount of information that goes back about 10 years, starting with the most
portal.
Recent.
It's called The Portal, right?
Yeah, it's called The Portal, for short.
Okay, cool. I'm there right now looking at it. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. And
I will be all over this.
They're always talking about any recent achievements they made, and they have a whole ongoing long story about confronting the dark side, removing obstacles, that's pretty most one of the most informative sites that you can get information from as to what's going on behind the scenes in regards to freeing the people of planet Earth from the oppression of, you know, the dark side.
Yes, and we know. I mean, we sometimes feel it as anxieties, fears. When it's around, Yeah, we feel it, for sure.
There's so many bad things going on to make people uncomfortable. You know, you got the 5G out there, which is bad for everybody. And if you look too close to an antenna, one of those antennas on top of the roof, or
you'll go into a seizure, like my mom did. My 82-year-old mom went into a severe seizure. She's never had a seizure before. Went into a seizure. Yeah, it was right about the time 5G rolls around in our neighborhood.
I know.
Fired.
There's a lot of bad results. Unfortunately, government wants to pretend there's nothing happening. You know, they're all bribed. And apparently that works. If you bribe the government, they'll do whatever you say. As long as you keep giving them that bribe money. So they want to ignore
the
situation.
I think Ecuador or Peru
finally got rid of the 5G.
Was it El Salvador or Peru?
I think it was Peru.
You're right. In the whole world. Yeah, one of them did.
That only happened recently.
I heard that. Thank you, Derek.
And, the minor things are going on, occasionally on Twitter, I guess they don't allow it anymore. People were showing how they were blowing up the tire and pulling down the towers. They're actually showing you that. And then I guess Twitter got word of it, and they don't allow those videos to go up anymore.
No. Well, I wonder, Is that what it's going to take? And I know that you can't say yes or no, you know, but I'm wondering, yeah, we're going to have to because it's upon our shoulders as us, the people of this world. It's on our shoulders what to do about all this stuff, you know, and
yeah.
Those people down in Peru, they're pulling them down, good. That's what they do. I wonder what they had to do to pull it down.
Well, the government finally agreed it was no good for the population, so that's what made it easy at that point.
Lucky us.
What I'm talking about was videos I first started seeing them in England, in Great Britain, where local people had hooked up cables to pull them down and different other things, tricks to pull the antennas down, but then the video stopped showing up. I guess Twitter don't allow those things to show up anymore. But there was a few people taking action on their own. And, you know, they got so far with it. But here in the U.S., I mean, are you calling from the U.S.?
I'm from, yes, Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, wow. Well, in New York City, New York City area, tri-state area, they've got these giant, super thick steel poles that go up real high. It's not going to be easy to knock those suckers down.
Too.
And they'll put about 20 antennas on top of them. And they got them all over the place. You know, I got myself an RF meter, and when you're in a locality, the meter goes off the scale when you're near these things.
And if
you want to find out if your area space is safe, get yourself an RF meter that measures microwave frequencies.
An RF meter, microwave frequencies. Yeah, and these Bluetooth little earbuds that we're all wearing on occasion, that's just as bad too, from what I'm understanding. A friend of mine was telling me that those things are like putting your head in a microwave, really.
Exactly. Anytime a cell phone or the thing you put in your Bluetooth in your ear, it's touching your skin. It's like 10,000 times more radiation than if you spoke on the voice, about a foot away from you or something like that.
And aren't these 5Gs like a military grade weapon? If they so choose, I mean, if they can be used as that.
I mean, they are weapons. They're slowly killing us with them, you know? I mean, it's sickening what's going on, but nobody in government wants to tackle the situation. They want to keep their cushy job and keep the bribe money they're getting paid, no doubt.
Well,
and nobody's...
they're an illegal government anyway.
Useless.
They're an illegal government anyway, right? They're completely... Yeah, they're about the corporations, the United States. They're not
exactly.
About,
if you don't give the politicians money, they don't do anything for you. That's where it's at. You know, I occasionally say it on Twitter. Whenever I get a chance, an opportunity to make a comment with somebody said about how the government's being not listening to them. I said it's at the point now when your government refuses to recognize the concerns of the populace, it's time for a declaration of independence from your evil government. And that goes the same for the U.S. That's where we're at now. You know?
Yeah, we need to throw them off. Just throw them off.
But there has to be a physical declaration of independence. And unfortunately...
Yeah.
In America, most people are too damn lazy to get involved to do something like that.
You know, they're like the frog in the hot water. You know, we are. It's hard to make a stand. It's really hard. You make a stand, you're always alone, and it's even when you're a brazen soul, it's very difficult to just stand up and be there alone, and people, it's more than the ridicule that they give, it's the fact that that they're willing to be ignorant. You know, they're willing to be, to, we are willing to be ignorant of the truth. We're volunteering for it.
It's really sickening. You know, I mean, truthfully, to confront, to declare a declaration of independence from the U.S. government, it's so loaded with heavy ammo right now. You need a small army of armed people to do it, and you have to strategically plan it out. It's not like we can just storm Washington, D.C. and make it happen.
Right,
no, it's got to be more strategic, but we got to lay down the law somewhere. Maybe we have to start with the state governments.
Well,
but
there is, because
the way it's going, they're going to misuse their authority, just like they did with the vaccines, and put us in more jeopardy.
All of them.
Because they're getting paid
to
do
that.
There is an alternative government.
When you start looking up sovereign, you know, trying to be a sovereign, an American national, right? An American national, a free sovereign person. When you look that up in the Google or Brave or whatever, you know, browser you use, when you look that up, you find all sorts of websites. There's a name, a lady by the name of, she's in Alaska. She's a judge. Her name's Anna Von something. Gosh, I can't believe it. Don't remember her name. But there are alternative governments where you can eliminate your birth certificate so you can become free and sovereign. You understand all that stuff, right? To become free and sovereign
the real problem is the people who have been elected to government have so much authority to do nasty things to make our lives miserable and put us in further jeopardy. And from what happened with the pandemic, they have no qualms about doing anything like that. Plus, they're not doing anything to stop the chemtrails. They're not doing anything to stop the 5G. They're allowing people like Bill Gates to buy up the farmland and force GMOs on people. And you name it. It just goes on and on and on, you know? And so they have to be forced to do what we want them to do, and that's where the revolution has to start. It has to start probably locally in some state or maybe even at a county level where the people, enough armed people, get together and say, listen, either you're going to do what we tell you to do or you're going to resign by tomorrow or the next day.
Well, right now.
That's it.
Right now they're doing what we've told them not to do, actually, and we're paying them, and they're taking money from us, you know, as an employee, essentially, and then they're doing illegal, you know, stuff that's outside the scope of their job, and, you know, they're not even staying within, and which is completely, there's a single word for that, I forget, but it's called traitor. And it's completely illegal. So
they're traitors, right? And they're illegal. And look at this crap with
a real government.
$700 billion to the Ukraine, wasting taxpayers' money.
Right.
Of course, that falls back into their pockets. In fact, that's what Ukraine's biggest asset is: money laundering.
Cyprus, the island of Cyprus, used to be the biggest money laundering place. Now it's Ukraine.
And people like Biden, he's a damn traitor, and he's authorizing this. And the Congress is just allowing it to happen because they're all getting a piece of the pie, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, of course they are.
That's what they do with everything they appropriate money for. They have a system where half of it or a big percentage goes back into their pockets. And that's why they keep doing it.
Do you have a computer in front of you?
No.
Okay.
I'm doing the show through a phone. I can't do two things at one time, you know. What's on your mind?
There is a site by this judge. Judge Anna Von Reese from Alaska, and she addresses this government. And I mean, there's way too much paper. You might want to. It's Judge Anna, A-N-N-A, Von, V-O-N, and then Reitz, it's R-E-I-T-Z. She has got so much documentation about our current government and how, and it's completely not even a real government, because this, what it is they're working for a corporation. It's not the United, it's not the Republic. It's not our government. And there is a small group of people that is slowly, very surely, as we reach out to people, that is, they are creating the real republic. That there is a republic government out there that represents us, the people. So there's two governments we have right now. This is true, and it's just all it's she's got a lot of information documented and letters and civil orders and addendums and just like that. So much information here.
How do you spell that judge's name again?
It's Anna, A-N-N-A, Vaughn, V-O-N, Wright. And that would be R-E-I-T-Z.
Anna Vaughn Wright?
Yes. That would be her. She has a website. It is packed, and it's offering folks the alternative government, the real government, actually. Every one of our states has this second government that is the restored republic. We just don't have the power of the people at this point. And it is the restored. Arizona has its own, where I can take my public records. I don't have to, like, if I had a kid. Right now, which I'm too old at this point, but if I had a child, I wouldn't have to register it to get a birth certificate and become a slave, you know?
Here. I'm going to look into that tomorrow.
Yeah, I would.
While we're talking on that topic, I believe the United States became a fake corporation back in 1875.
Yes, it did.
Became incorporated as a business.
I think that was the end
of the real United States of America. That's what we're still under. We're still under that corporate USA.
Yeah. Well, our freedoms have been robbed from us by fraud, and it's a lack of full disclosure. They did not disclose this to us. It's complete deception and threat. We were under duress, any kind of coercion and intimidation every day of our life. What they've done is completely illegal, and it was not done with full disclosure. So that renders it fraud. Just that simple.
Yeah.
We all know
that. The problem is the common people have to mount a small army and take command of the state government or something like that for starters, and then go from there. It has to be done at least in one place, and it has to be done forcibly kind of like a protest, but a protest, if you don't respond to what we're protesting here, there's going to be punishment for you. Everyone who thinks you can ignore us, you're not going to get away with it. We know where you live, et cetera. And you're going to pay a price.
There's got to be a sheriff that can arrest these people.
We're going to do a citizen's arrest of you for being a criminal, misusing your authority. And you're not going to get away, period. So you better make up your mind today. You're going to do only what we say, or we're going to come get you.
Or one to the side of the head.
No.
Sorry. I said that out loud, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, I've had that vision of my governor out on the front step with a small group. Yeah, I've had that vision.
It has to be a big group, and we have to anticipate law enforcement trying to stand in our way. I mean, of course, we need to talk to law enforcement everywhere around the country and find out, where is your allegiance? Are you going to serve the people, or are you going to listen to your captain or the governor or one of those crooks that are going to tell you to do harm to decent people who just want justice? And we have to ask these police departments, what side are you on? You know, there is no middle ground here. You're either going to support the people or you're going to support the criminals who are giving you orders. And technically, they have an authority to give you an order. You're supposed to follow it, but you got to make your stand right here when we're asking you, where is your allegiance? You know?
Right.
Because we want to know if you're going to support us or you're going to try to harm us. And then if you can't answer, well, we're going to have to assume you're going to harm us, and we're going to declare you an enemy combatant now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, think about it. They're a corporation. Now, hold on. Their laws or statutes actually are only applied to those that are in the that are with the corporation. Think about it. They run the government. Okay, the United States is a corporation. That means that all the laws and bylaws, all the statutes, they only apply to the employees of this corporation. Because think about the laws of how that govern a corporation. They're the same kind of laws, and only apply to the people that
makes perfect sense. And the problem is, people are ignorant, including the police departments and the military. And they're programmed to follow orders. So when these illegally elected people who have authoritative positions give them orders, they blindly follow the orders instead of conscience is this the right thing to do or not. And there's the problem.
They don't know the fact. They don't know that they're working for a corporation, that the government is a corporation.
Right, exactly. And they're okay with, I'll just follow the orders. You know, that's my job.
Right.
And that's why we have to break down this chain of command crap, because it's you know, it's being misused against us. You're in Arizona, but in New York State here, the books, these crackpots, governors, mayors, and stuff like that, the psychopaths who are in power, the laws are written. They can just point you out if they know your name or know where you live, and they can say you are a traitor, you're this, you're that, and they can send in the military and drag you out of your house and put you into jail for the rest of your life without a trial. That's how the laws are written. Plus, let me tell you how far it even goes. If all they have to do is declare a health emergency like they did with the vaccines, they can do the same thing. You're not complying with the health emergency. We're sending the goons to your house, and we're going to drag you out and put you in jail for life because you're not complying to our direct order, and we have the right to do this because it's in the laws. This is how bad it is.
Even if you fight them in the courts, see, they've already got this figured out. They figured that they're going to get your guns and they're going to get everything in the meantime
But what I just explained is, they're going to get to court. They'll drag you out and put you in some on the glow's jail cell, and you'll disappear. You won't even get to see a lawyer because they have the right to do that. They'll declare you insane, and you won't have a legal system anymore. You'll be put in some locked-away dungeon, and they have the right to do it. It's in the laws. I seen them. I couldn't believe it myself. This is what has been allowed to happen. So part of the problem is breaking the chain of command nonsense where police and military think they have to follow orders. Sure, they've heard that, it's not right, but they're not thinking. They're just following orders. And the police departments are controlled by their captains, in case you didn't know. You know, police aren't free to think. The captain tells the local police department, this is how I want the laws enforced. And if they want to keep their job, they do that. And that's always the threat. Don't follow orders, you're fired. And that's a rough decision for people to make. In most cases, people will say, I guess I'll do it because I don't want to lose my job. And this is what we're up against. But I know, because I'm a strategic person, if a large enough citizens' army is put together and we start going after just one particular government and force it upon them, listen, we're not taking no for an answer, and there's going to be penalties for every one of you if you don't listen and do what we say. And then the final state of being is ready. So you don't understand about what we just said? Because we're going to see it our way. We're going to make it our way tomorrow. So you better think fast, pal, or your life is going to change drastically. This isn't a threat. This is a promise. You know?
Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of small militias out there that could join each other and make plans. And this,
none of them by themselves are big enough, though. That's why there has to be some unity.
Wow.
You know, because none of them by themselves can pull this off. They're all too small. You know, they might be heavily
armed. We would have to have a military.
10, 20, 30 guys, that is not enough. You know?
Not even.
Because the military is too heavily armed. Police departments are too heavily armed. And they've got the high-tech weapons. They've got the sound weapons. I mean, you got to be prepared for a real ongoing thing.
Of course, these
goons can be outwitted very easily. But, you know, I hate to see it go to that, but that's where it's headed because all governments are controlled by the New World Order or the ETs who control the New World Order. And they're going to die hard. They know their day is coming. And, if you follow what's written on the portal, they're being slowly, their empire is being taken apart. But there's still the holdouts on the surface. We're the last people to get taken care of. I mean, that's what I picked up from the 2012 portal is that there's two major enclaves in heavily armed underground bases. One is in Long Island in the U.S., and the other one is Tel Aviv in Israel. Can you believe it?
Where they got the master computers that
control a lot of what goes on. You know, they got sophisticated computers that can almost read people's minds. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's that high tech. And they got that. The underground
facility in Geneva, the one that's connected to CERN, isn't there?
The CERN thing.
The main CIA. Yeah, the main CIA headquarters down there, under the lake.
Yeah, I mean, what I hear. I mean, I don't know anybody working there, but from what I hear on the grapevine. The CERN facility is being used to call in more demonic ETs to fight the battle because they know it's coming down to a final battle.
I heard they
tried it, but it didn't work yet, but they're going to try it again, and they're going to open up a portal to another part of space where there's demons and, uncaring ETs that have a lust for violence, and they're going to try to bring more of them in for the final battle.
They know
they're outnumbered, and they're going to lose. You know, there's some people like that, diehards, you know. I'm going to take as many as you down with me, you know. I know I'm going to lose. Yeah. And that's where we're at, and that's what that CERN thing is being used for. And they got two other portals that are still, I think, running by the bad guys. The one in the Congo is a stargate that's under the control of the dark side still.
But surely they're
getting dwindled down, but they still got enough power authority here on the surface to make our lives miserable. And
I don't expect any
government to help us.
No, of course not. Those demons are all around us. Those demons are those dark entities or aliens, whatever. Aliens, dark aliens.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you ever see that movie, They Live?
No, I didn't. I'm not a real avid movie watcher. Especially if it's spooky, I can't do it.
Well, check it out. It's a simple title.
I will.
It was back in 1988. The famous wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper is the star in it. And in that movie, he puts on the sunglasses, and all of a sudden, he can see all the creatures that are impersonating themselves as humans.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've not seen it.
And, that's a reality. It's apparently some of these extraterrestrials had the ability to do that. And supposedly they were kept invisible by the frequency tower at the TV station.
Yeah.
So when he rolls up the TV station tower, all of a sudden you didn't need the sunglasses to see anymore. It was quite obvious that these were ugly creatures pretending to be humans.
Oh,
but there's a lot of truth to that, what's going on. And then, of course, there's invisible spirit demons that they've been around forever. They're stuck here on this world or whatever. They can't get out. And they just go about, being trouble, and they can weak-minded people, they take control of them, and many of these people in government are demon control. There's more than one evil force that we're dealing with, but those are the people playing on the board, and it's coming down to a finality, but it's just unfortunately all the governments have sold us out. We need to take a stand so they don't make things worse, because they're planning on making things worse.
And they know about
that's
stuff.
About it. If you know any military groups that are ready to organize with other military groups, say let them know.
I know one.
Hey, have them call into my show.
Okay.
And we'll talk about. How hard it is to unite with another military group, are they ready
and
to go in and do something? Because we can't wait till they attack us. We need to go on the offensive at this point, because.
But I tell you, the neighborhoods are ready. I know that. I know mine is. I know my neighborhood's ready.
That's good.
I mean, we got fireworks. We got all sorts of flamethrowers. Yeah, we're ready.
Wait,
oh, cool.
They come here. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. So when you get off the phone here, go to BBS Radio and look up my show. Connect the Dots. It shows up on Saturday at midnight Central Time. Even though
Thank
I'm into Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, but it shows up on the schedule on Saturday, Connect the Dots.
Yes.
And then click on there, and you can find about a few other things that I'm doing. And you might be surprised. And I'm ready to make something happen. But, I need a small army behind me to do it.
Okay. We're there.
Hey, and Eva, I'm gonna have to say goodbye now. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
And hey, calling again. You got a lot of important things to say. And if talk to your military friends and ask them, one of them call in next week, and maybe we can move something a little further down the road here.
You stay blessed. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye. Eva. Have a good night. Bye. Okay, everybody, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, it's Connect the Dots radio show, Radio Free America, where we can talk about anything we want, and nobody can do anything about it. That's it. And as we're coming to the end of the show, hey, I could use a little financial support, I don't get paid to do this show, but I've got things, products out there that you could be supportive of me. And I got two albums out there on CD Baby, total of 35 songs on two albums. Download one song. It's 99 cents to download a song, and out of that one 99 cents, I get 90 cents. So, it's better than nothing. I'm sure you'll find one song out of two albums, CD Baby, Songs Better Than Dylan, and the other one, American Party Songs. And then you could just subscribe to the show. Go on the, look up the schedule for BBS Radio, and there's a thing to click on there. You can PayPal me some money. I think it's $2.95 or something like that. Yeah, pocket change, and you could buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name. You know, ebook is like $5, $7, or a notepad or something like that. You know, hey, and it's the book that'll make you a smarter person by the next day. How many other books can claim that? There's so much knowledge in that book, and it's a short book too. I get to the point. I don't bullshit around. There's no filler. It's all straightforward, informative information. Plus, the pictures will blow your mind when you see what floats around at night that a camera can pick up, but your eyes can. Yeah, you'll be surprised. It's all real. It's all 35-millimeter photo. I have the negatives to prove it is. Hasn't been altered. None of this digital crap that can be altered. Okay, you're going to hear end of Are You the Party in Kind? It's on YouTube also. In fact, all the songs on those two albums are on YouTube. Now, check it out. CD Baby, Tom Edison, and you'll get all the names of the songs. You can listen to them completely through on YouTube. And followed by my anthem, the last thing you're going to hear is I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. And it's the first song on my CD Baby album. The song's better than Dylan, and they are. Hey. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now with the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody.